And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 24th of February, 2017. It's the birthday of Wilhelm Carl Grimm, born in Hanau, Germany, 1786, who, with Jakob, his older brother, brought out Grimm's Fairy Tales in 1812, the first collection of folklore in modern publishing history. It's the birthday of Weldon Keyes, born Beatrice, Nebraska, 1914, came out with a collection of poems in 1943, moved to New York City, became a film critic as well, took up painting, went to San Francisco, and one day in 1955, he packed a sleeping bag and his savings account book and simply disappeared. His car discovered abandoned on the Golden Gate Bridge, and to this day no one knows for certain whether he killed himself or went to Mexico. It's the birthday of the writer and teacher Mary Ellen Chase, born in Blue Hill, Maine, 1887, little seacoast village founded by her ancestors. She wrote A Goodly Heritage, Silas Crockett, Windswept, about the seafaring life of people living in rural Maine. And she taught at Smith College for almost 30 years. Sylvia Plath was a student of hers, as was Betty Friedan. It's the birthday of the novelist George Augustus Moore, born County Mayo, Ireland, 1852. Went to Paris to study art and become a painter, moved to London, wrote a novel which was banned by libraries for its sexually explicit passages, and then returned to Ireland, became a leader of the Irish literary revival. George Augustus Moore, who said, "A man travels the world in search of what he needs and returns home to find it." And it's the birthday of Jane Hirschfield, born New York City, 1953, who was a member of the first graduating class at Princeton to include women, studied Japanese and Chinese literature, moved to California in 1974, practiced Zen Buddhism full-time for 8 years. She said, "The ability to stay in the moment, to investigate it through my own body and mind, was what I most needed to learn at that point in my life, to stay within my own experience more fearlessly. You cannot write until you know how to inhabit your own experience." Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield entitled Sweater. What is asked of one is not what is asked of another. A sweater takes on the shape of its wearer. A coffee cup sits to the left or the right of the workspace, making its pale Saturn rings of now and before. Lucky the one who rises to sit at a table day after day, spilling coffee sweet with sugar, whitened with milk. Lucky the one who writes in a book of spiral-bound mornings, a future in ink, who writes, hand unshaking, warmed by thick wool. Lucky still the one who writes later, shaking, acrobatic at last, the sweater, elastic as breath that enters what shape it is asked to. Patient the table, unjudging the ample, unfillable cup, irrefusable the shape the sweater is given, stretched in the shoulders, sleeves lengthened by unmetaphysical pullings on." A poem by Jane Hirschfield, Sweater, from her collection Come Thief, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Since you appreciate hearing great poetry and prose each day, sign up for our Writer's Almanac newsletter. You'll get today's poem, extra daily history notes, and more. Keep in touch and subscribe today at writersalmanac.org/newsletter.